Award-winning illustrator Gus Marais is giving Swifties a fun new way to explore Taylor Swift's world with his one-of-a-kind book that takes you through every era, packed with Easter eggs and hidden nods to Swift's music and big moments. We sat down with him for an exclusive peek.
Last year, I was just contacted by some designers from HarperCollins, Cider Mill, and they wanted to do a search and find book. We didn't decide which would be the subject of the book, but 1 week later in the meeting, I had our publisher started by saying, "Hey Gus, we want to make a search and find book, but it will be a visual biography." Then he just came with the idea at the same moment, like, the first person we want to make this is Taylor Swift. And then I was like, whoa, okay. Well, I enjoyed the idea at the moment. I didn't know a lot about Taylor Swift, but I knew that, well, Taylor Swift has like very complex and detailed and beautiful concepts for each album. So the music videos are also full of Easter eggs and cool imagery. So I knew that I would have lots of things to discover and to study. So the first spread that I started doing was for 1989. It has to happen in New York Times Square. So this era was very funny to research because at that time, Taylor was making lots of advertising and promotion for lots of things like cats, for shoes or for Target and Diet Coke. And I was able to make lots of puns and some little jokes with the names of each brand. But the one that I think is the most beautiful in the book, in my opinion, is the one for Lover. I was able to draw like the neighborhood where Taylor lived in London, in Primrose Hill, of course, the Big Ben, some other streets that she kind of mentions in the songs. I think these both drawings are like my favorite ones of the book. But I'll tell you, each one, each spread for each era has, you know, its own atmosphere. So some are more romantic, some are more joyful, some are more, well, chaotic. For example, the one for Reputation is like very dark. So I was kind of trying to make like an apocalyptic scenario. So it was a time that Taylor was a bit distant from cameras, like having her time for herself. When you start searching for the Easter eggs, you see that, well, many of the images and Easter eggs that Taylor brings, I kind of try to bring those Easter eggs about real life and make them part of my creation, part of my drawing. It's very precise. It's based in, you know, real life facts. But of course, I'm bringing this and transforming this into my own visual style, which is this search and find style. I think it has many layers of engagement and of understanding. So if you are, you know, an old fan, hardcore fan, you know, I know anything about Taylor Swift, you'll have so much fun because you will go back from the first moments to the last moments. You will remember things that maybe you have forgotten. One cool aspect for it, especially for those fans that, you know all the lyrics, is that for every album, I was listening to the songs and I was reading the lyrics and I tried to pick the verses, the parts of the lyric that looked more meaningful for me or that could be transformed into a cool illustration. So for every spread, you can try to find, for example, okay, I will try to find a reference for Shake It Off, or I will try to find a reference for My Tears Ricochet, or, you know, you will find it. And we have also inside in the middle of the book, Gatefold, which is actually it's like a window to a big Taylor Swift concert. I think this is the biggest search and find illustration I've ever made. So it's inspired by the Eras Tour, specifically the concert that happened in Melbourne Cricket Ground. So it's like a poster, but inside the book. And in the end, for, you know, people who may think, oh, this is too difficult or something like that, we have the keys. So you can find where, you know, each of the items are hidden. So I think it's a complete search and find experience for, you know, whether you are a fan of Taylor Swift, whether you know a bit about her, I think you will have fun, you know, by reading this book.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.